coming into the practice with postures that are attentive, dignified, making any adjustments you need for that. Connecting with intentions for practice. As best we can, remembering to open with friendliness and interest. Finding the breath. Letting the awareness rest in the breathing, feeling the sensations. Making a soft note whenever the attention wanders. Coming back, feeling the breath, using this time to gather the awareness into the present moment through breathing. If a strong sensation or experience takes you away from the breath, let that be the object of your awareness for its duration, making a soft note as to what it is, feel it through the body, and noticing if it's pleasant or unpleasant. Passes, coming back to the breath. Doing our best to open with balance to whatever should show, whether it be pleasant or unpleasant. Remembering that our mindfulness includes not just the recognition of what's happening, but also the acceptance of what's happening. Recognizing and allowing the different experiences that show a soft mental note. Noticing too the feeling tone. So we might perhaps notice, oh, pressure. Rather than headache, we might say pressure or stretching, pulling, unpleasant. Or we might note tingling, tingling, ah, pleasant, pleasant. Troubling thought, worry, unpleasant, unpleasant. Fantasy, pleasant, pleasant. And then coming back to our home base in the breathing. Pushing nothing away and getting lost in nothing either, as best we can. As we practice, we might periodically check on the presence of any hindrances. We might ask, is there a struggle? And then inquire from that, what's happening? Perhaps something that's being resisted. We can feel into that. Now we're no longer struggling. We're mindful, we're awake and aware. Or we might ask, how's the attitude? Sometimes just asking that question reveals a wanting or a not wanting that we didn't know was there. And that may be enough just to release it. Wanting after the pleasant, not wanting the unpleasant. How's the attitude? We might ask, how's the energy? Checking in on the presence of any restlessness, worry, or sleepy mind. How's the energy? Again, making a soft mental note, aware too of feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant. We're now being interested in the energy. The hindrance has moved from being an obstacle to an opening for our mindfulness. and a little check on doubt, uncertainty. We might just inquire, how's the trust or the confidence or the ease with the practice? Doubt can be quite slippery. It can masquerade as wisdom. And so we can name it. Here's doubt, uncertainty. Recognizing and accepting that it's here, perhaps even underlining it a bit. I see you, Mara. I see you. Appreciating how doubt can feel like an intoxicated state. And in that naming, accepting that it's here, we're already back. Or maybe doubt keeps yammering on, trying to convince us of its point of view. We might inquire, what would be a kind, wholesome response to this? Is it kind to continue to listen to this voice, to get caught up this way? We may need to even shift to a little loving kindness if we're really wrought by doubt. Or we might need to really investigate doubt, feel it through the body. Recognizing, accepting, investigating, and not identifying. Using that RAIN method with any of the hindrances. And with doubt in particular, we need to really ground ourselves in the present moment. Feeling body, feeling breath. Recognizing, accepting, investigating through the body. Not identifying. This is not me. This is conditioned. And often doubt speaks to us from old conditioned places. It is not who we are. And we might assert that, not me, not mine, not myself. Continuing to establish a home base in the awareness, in the breathing, or if it feels more skillful and easeful for you, breath and body as a whole. Noticing and noting other experiences as they show, soft mental note, acknowledging the feeling tone. And periodically checking for any hindrances. You get caught in a strong hindrance. I see you, Mara. I see you. Call it by its name. I see you, doubt. I see you, sleepy mind, restless mind, aversion, wanting. I see you. resting the awareness in the breath, or breath and body as a whole. Opening to other experiences as they show, letting them be the object of mindful awareness for their brief life, naming them. That's the recognition. Accept that they're here. Perhaps investigate a little, feel through the body. Notice the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant. Not identify. Not me, not mine, not myself. Working with any of these steps, sometimes just recognizing and accepting with a mental note is sufficient. And we're back to the breath, back to home base. Other times we have to go farther, investigate, assert non-identification. I see you, Mara. I see you. This is not me. This is not mine. This is not myself. Working in this way with whatever should arise, including hindrances. Is there any struggle? Investigate that, if so. How's the attitude? Perhaps investigate that. How's the energy? We can feel restlessness and worry through the body. We can feel sleepy mind through the body. And so take care of the energy and be mindful. And how's the trust, the confidence? That old commentary on how you're doing. We can name doubt. I see you, Mara. recognize, accept, investigate in the body, and not identify with it. It's simply an intoxicated state moving through. Not me, not mine, not myself. Thank you.